from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The University of California confirmed yesterday what students already knew. It was way tougher to get in this year. Thanks to budget cuts from Sacramento, the percentage of California applicants offered freshman admission by at least one UC campus dropped from more than 75% last year to 72.5% this time around. Nearly 81,000 state residents applied for freshman admission for the fall term. More than 66,000 got happy news back. UC Director of Undergraduate Admissions, Susan Wilbur.
In spite of not receiving state funding for enrollment growth for the second consecutive year, the university remained steadfast in its commitment to access and has successfully offered or will offer a place to every UC-eligible freshman applicant.
33,000 is the magic number UC officials are hoping will actually show up at one of the system's 9 campuses in the fall. They'll know for sure next month after students make their decisions. An impending court judgment in Ecuador could hold Chevron liable for as much as $27 billion. The class action lawsuit pending in the Amazon alleges Texaco polluted waterways and wells across a vast area of Ecuador over the course of 20 years. Chevron acquired Texaco in 2001. The damages could dwarf what Exxon paid after the Valdez oil spill in 1989. The Wall Street Journal reports Chevron has been pushing the U.S. Trade Representative's office to strip Ecuador of a range of trade preferences. Among those who urged the office to stay out of the matter, then-Senator Barack Obama, who wrote a letter to the Bush administration in 2006. California and 14 other states sent a letter to the Obama administration yesterday urging the Obama EPA to overturn the Bush EPA's denial of California's request to enforce its greenhouse gas emissions law on automobiles. There are 32 million registered vehicles in California, twice the number of any other state, and cars generate 20% of human-made carbon dioxide emissions in the U.S. Another key part of California's climate strategy is in trouble. Last year, the governors of 7 states, including this one, agreed to a regional cap-and-trade system for carbon emissions called the Western Climate Initiative. But now, it appears that California's partners are getting cold feet. As part of our ongoing series Climate Watch, Tom Bonsi looks at why the WCI might be DOA.
In a very real sense, state lawmakers feel the heat emanating from places like this glass-making factory near Winlock in southwest Washington state.
Inside, the temperature is about 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit.
Natural gas fuels the massive furnace. Molten glass glows orange from various portholes. The heat, the scale, the volume of window glass rolling out, they boggle the senses. Not to mention the carbon dioxide going up the chimney. Cardinal Glass plant manager Steve Smith says it's measured in thousands of tons.
Currently within the industry there are no furnaces like this that are operating on electricity, only natural gas or oil, carbon-based fuels.
Smith grew concerned when he learned 7 western states and some Canadian provinces made a regional pact to cap global warming pollution. Under the scheme, companies would have to pay if they couldn't reduce their carbon emissions after 2012.
Doing it regionally, we would have just been less competitive with facilities outside of the regional cap-and-trade program.
So, Mr. Smith goes to Olympia, Washington, to tell state lawmakers that 500 jobs at his company are at risk. He's pleasantly surprised they listen.
I feel the outcome probably would have been different if we were not in a recession, yes. It seems as if there's more concerns about businesses now that, you know, we're in a tight economic times.
He's right, says State Representative Richard DeBolt. But the Washington State House Republican leader says there's something else, too. The Western Climate Initiative got started because the federal government wasn't doing anything about global warming. Now that's changing.
We know the federal government's going to take action soon. Why would we want to jump out in front when we don't know what the structure's going to look like? You know, who's going to be damaged, how it's going to look, and so when you're going to have a unified system running across the United States.
In Olympia, in Salem, in Santa Fe, Phoenix, Salt Lake, and Helena, similar arguments are leading to the same outcome.
Yes, vote. And with that, the clerk will call the roll.
Up the Grove.
Aye.
Short.
No. Utah and Arizona legislators went so far as to urge their governors to pull out of the Western Climate Group. In the New Mexico and Montana legislatures, the idea never saw the light of day. In Washington state, lawmakers considered and then quickly dropped the cap.
Shea?
No.
Rolfes?
Aye.
In Oregon, the process of watering down the greenhouse gas rules is underway. It amounts to tough sledding for lobbyist Jessica Finkoven of the nonprofit group Climate Solutions. She argues Western states could benefit by getting an early start on whatever pollution reduction targets Congress eventually sets.
We can drag our heels and not start until 2012 and then have to reduce much quicker. Or we can start early and do it more gradually. I think most industries would prefer to do it a little at a time. That will just make it easy for them.
For now, California is the lone state within the regional climate pact to formally adopt the cap and trade plan as the law of the land. In Sacramento, Cal EPA Deputy Secretary Eileen Tutt says California will plow ahead even if its sister states bail.
We don't need them to implement a cap-and-trade program. We could implement a state-only cap-and-trade program. However, I mean, our desire is, and really the desire in our sister states is, that we connect up regionally because then we get, obviously, we get greater emission reductions. It also tends to reduce the cost when the market is bigger.
If Tutt's feeling jilted, she doesn't sound like it. The longtime regulator is willing to cut her neighbors some slack. She thinks they'll come around eventually.
Even though our own legislature in California really questioned whether or not cap and trade was a good idea, and most of those questions have stopped. So I think what you're going to see is sort of a similar thing in the other states, you know, maybe a little bit slower than California.
Support for the Western Climate Initiative hasn't completely evaporated in surrounding states. Working groups continue to refine the details of a regional emissions cap in case progress at the national level bogs down. There's also increasing emphasis on so-called complementary measures that states could do alongside national carbon controls. For the California Report, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.
There's a breakdown of what all the WCI states are up to at our website, californiareport.org/climatewatch. That's the California Report for Wednesday, April 8th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the R. Gwynne Fallas Foundation for coverage of climate change, URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies, urscorp.com, and Chevron, an energy company founded in California more than 125 years ago, helping fuel California's way of life. More information is available at chevron.com.